This is Daf HaShavua, Shir number 3 for Daf Pei Aleph. We're on in Maseches Kuvos. We're on Pei Aleph Amid Beis, 13 lines down, a line or so above the Tosfos Ve'im, where the Gemara says in the middle line, Hahu Gavra. So here we have a case, Hahu Gavra, Dinafalad Le Yavama, Bipumpedisa. You had a man, and whose brother passed away, and now a Yavama fell to him in a city of Pumpedisa. Bai Ahuha Le Mifsala La Begita Mine. So there was a younger brother who also potentially could be performing Yibam, but we know Yibam should go to the older brother. So the younger brother wanted to try to be mafdim, to be post-sale, to invalidate this woman, the Shomeres Yavam, to the older brother by giving her a get, and that's the halacha. Normally, Yibam is done by the older brother, but the younger brother, who potentially also could do Yibam, he wanted to give this Yivama a get, and that would prevent the older brother from doing Yibam. That's the halacha. Once a get now makes, by giving her a get, midirabbanan, you cannot be taking a Yibam by any of the brothers, and you would do chalitza instead. If you take a look at Rashi, Limisla Begita, a little bit less than halfway down, Limisla Begita, Lizrok la get, Velasra, Kolach, and Kadam Perakam and Yivama. Why did it? So we'll see why he wanted to try to do that. Amar Leh, so he didn't do it yet. So the older brother said, "Maidaitech, what are you thinking? Why are you trying to nullify this the potential for Yibum by giving her a get? Is it Mishum Nechse? Is because of the Nechasim, the properties? Look at Rashi, Mishum Nechse Kasha Beinecho Shach Nisena Shelo Ezke Beinechse Achi. Oh, it's a difficulty. You're upset that I'm going to marry her, and then I will be." And you don't want me to be zoch and the nechassim of the deceased brother, of our deceased brother. Kedisnan hakones zivimto zocha benechse achiv. And what you would rather do is you want to divide that property equally. But if I become the yavam, I marry this woman, then it becomes mine. So what you want to do is you want to invalidate the potential for yibam, and then I'd only do chalit. So that way you would get in the nechassim. We divide it equally as yershim of our deceased brother. Is that what you're trying to do? So he said back, he said, Ana benichse palignalach. Listen, let me marry her. I'll do Yibam, and I'll divide the properties equally with you. Don't worry about it. Look at Rashi. Palignalach. Next, Rashi in the middle there. Ki'ilu ani choletzla. Veloeto ala kamocha. I'll make believe as if I did chalitza, and I'll give you the same amount that I'm getting. I'm not going to take any more, even though I really have the right to it. But don't passel her from Yibam. I want to marry my sister-in-law. Don't passel her by giving her this get. So Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said the following: Kevada Amar Rabbanon Lo Lisbon Afal Gav Dizavin Lo Haves Vine. So Rav Yosef said regarding this particular case. Even though the Chachamim said that regarding Yishromeris Yavam, the Yavam is not allowed to sell any of the estate, any of the property of the brother. So not only that, though, even though the Chachamim said that Afalgav Dizabin Lav Esvin Esvine, even if he did sell it, even Bidieved, the sale is not going to be a sale. That is Rav Yosef's psak on that matter. And how do I know that Desanya? Because listen to this brisa. How do I know that if the Yavam sold the property of the deceased brother? It's not a sale. Desanya Misha Meisviniach Shomeres Yavam. Person died, and now the Shomeres Yavam, she's waiting Yibam. Viniach Nechasim Bemeah Mana, a lot of money, 100 money. Afal Pi Sheksuva Sa Eina Elamana. Even though the Ksuva is only 100 zuz, so there's a lot more in the Nechasim in the estate. So why not sell some of the? Let the Yavam sell some of the estate. There's plenty of money left for the Ksuva without a problem. Still Lo Yimkor. He's not allowed to sell it. Shekol Nechasav Achro. Because all the brother's property is achra'i, is as a lien upon it to pay back the ksuva. So even though there's a ton of money there, he can't sell any of it. So that's what Rav Yosef says. You see from this price that even b'di'evin, he should not be selling. And we'll see how that plays a role in the case of Ahu Gavra, which we'll see in a moment. Abaye disagrees. Amar le Abaye, says Abaye to Rav Yosef, v'chol hecha de Amar Rabbanu lo lizbin afal gav dezavin lo havi zvini zvine. You're telling me, Rav Yosef, that where the Chachamim said not to sell, you're telling me that b'di'eved it's not a sale? V'atnan, what about the mishnah? We've learned this. We learn this Mishnah on Daf Ayin Chesem and Aleph. What does it say in the Mishnah? Beis Shammai Omim Timkor. Beis Shammai says this is a general halacha regarding a woman who inherited properties after she became an arusa. This was the Nichsei Mulug. Beis Shammai says Timkor she can sell him lechatchila. Uveisil Omim Lo Timkor. No lechatchila she should not sell them. But Elu VaElu Modim Shemachor VeNastam Akayim. But they both agree that if she did sell them and or she gave them away as a gift, that it's going to be that it's valid. So what do you see? Even though the Chachamim say the husband should not be selling the Nichsei Malug, if he does do it, it's valid. So the same thing should be true when it comes to the case of selling the property of the Shomer Yavam. So this obviously plays a role in our case of the Hu Gavra, because if the Yavam, you'll tell me, the Yavam is a Yoresh, all those properties are there and to pay the Ksuva. But here, what's he doing in the properties? He's making a special Kinyan with his brother, with the younger brother, who wants to invalidate by giving it. He said, no, don't do that. I'm going to perform Yibam, and don't worry, we'll make a special Kinyan and you'll get half of the property. Does it even have the right to do that? That should not even be good bidyevit for him to be able to do that, because it sounds like all of the property has to remain there after he marries this Yavama, after the Yavama marries the Yavama, performs Yibam, because potentially to pay back the Ksuva. Everything is achroi. There's a lien upon everything's pledged. Every part of the property. You shouldn't be able to give a part of away to the younger brother. So the Gemara continues, Shalchuok Lakame de Rav Chanina Bar Papi. So this question, whether when it comes to the case of Shomeris Yavam, let's say the Yavam did sell the property, B'dieved, is it Chal? Rav Yosef said no, Abaye says it should be valid. So they sent this question to Rav Chanina Bar Papi, and Shalchuk had Rav Yosef, and he sent back a message that he felt like Rav Yosef was correct, that B'dieved, the sale is not a sale. Amar Abaye, Atu Rav, so Abaye, who disagreed with Rav Yosef, said, Atu Rav Chanina Bar Papi ki pe talale? Did Rav Chanina look at Rashi? Rashi says, kipe, a little bit, about two-thirds of the way down. Kipe nizamim, which are nose rings or earrings. Klomar bame yipe vehina es devarav. In what way did he make his words yafeh, make them even nice? This, what did he say exactly that now all of a sudden we should take into account that the fact that he's following Rav Yosef, he didn't make his words any better. When he sent this message, oh, I hold like Rav Yosef. Did he make it? Adorn it with rings? He didn't explain it at all. So just the fact that you held like Rav Yosef, you need to give me a svara why you should hold like Rav Yosef, if the Yavam sold the properties that b'dieved, it's not going to be chal. So shalchula kamed Rav Manyumi b'rei de Rav Nechume. So the question went to Rav Manyumi ben Rav Nechume. Shalcha katabai. And he sent back a message like Abai that b'dieved should be good. But he also said, v'yame qualified by saying, the Amar Ba Rav Yosef Taim Acharina Shilchuli. If Rav Yosef gave another reason why the David shouldn't be good and therefore I shouldn't follow Abai, let me know. Give me that message. So Nafak Rav Yosef Duk Vashkach. Rav Yosef went out literally and he checked and he checked into it and Vashkach, and he found a brisa that would support his position that if the Yavam sold the property, b'dieved, even though there was plenty left over for the ksuva, that b'dieved it's no good, and the sale is not a sale. Where do we see this? This following brisa. Hareshaya noshe ba'achiv. You have a case where someone was claiming payment from his brother, literally from his brother. So he have a case, let's say, Reuven is the toveya. Reuven lent money to Shimon, and he's claiming money back from Shimon. Umeis v'hiniach shomeris yavam. So what happened? In the end, Reuven died. Reuven is the one who's claiming money from Shimon. Shimon is the love who borrowed the money. And now Reuven died, and there is a Shomeris Yavam. Let's say Leah, which is Reuven's wife, is waiting, and Shimon is the Yavam, potentially to perform Yibum, but Shimon still owes Reuven money. So he said, well, Shimon is also, though, Yoresh. If he's going to perform Yibum, his Yoresh is brother Reuven's property. So Shimon may think to himself, well, I'm going to Yoresh his property anyway. I shouldn't have to pay him the debt anymore. So Lo Yomar, says the Brisa, Ho'il Vishani Yoresh Hech. Shimon can't say, well, you know what? I'm not paying back the debt. After all, I inherit my brother anyway. So now the loan is basically mine. So he should not, he does not have the right to say such a thing. Take a look at Rashi. Lo Yomar. About 13, 14 lines before the bottom. Lo yomar hayavam hamechuyav amos hoil vani yare sha'achnis es ishto. I'm going to marry anyway before yibim to this from my brother's deceased brother's wife. Veske menechasim. So therefore, hechazakti b'chov zeh. I've basically held on to this debt. V'lo hashlem eno. I don't have to pay it back anymore. Not allowed to say that. Ella says the Brisa, motzin mi yavam. No, we take the amount of money of the debt from the yavam, v'yikach ben karka, and what does he do with it? And he buys land with it, v'uachal peros. And he is able to eat the produce. So there's land there, there's karen there, but he eats the produce from that, which is what we normally do on payim and beis. We have the mishnah. That's what we normally do with the property of the deceased brother that the yavam inherits. It's sold and eats the peros. So the Gemara assumes that here, how does this prove our case? So what are we doing here? Here we have the Yavam has a lien. There's a lien on the loan that he owes money. So we actually take money from the Yavam and we put it back in the estate by buying karka. So if that's what we do in the case of this loan, certainly in the case where Yavam marrying a Yavama, and there is there's the potential ksuva to be paid, we certainly, because of a lien, would nullify any sale the Yavam would want to make here. There's not even a sale here. We're taking money. We're making the Yavam pay money, put money back into the estate. We certainly, b'di'evit, if the Yavam would sell something, and this is not our case, this is the case of the Ksuva, this is the case of a loan, but the same idea, there's a lien on all of the property, we certainly would not allow the sale to go through at all. So Amar Lei Abaye, why do you assume that? Dilma de Tavale Avdule, Abaye, who disagreed with Rav Yosef, thinks that this Brisa is not correct. Why? Because maybe the Brisa just says, oh, you know why? We take the money from the Yavam and he buys Karka, not because we really have to, but rather it's a good idea. Why is it a good idea? Rashi says the Tavale Avdu, Eitza Tova, Shia Karka Kayamlo, Olamis, this will have a land forever. Velo Yotzi Hamos Botza. So by spending the money, it's going to be gone. So in this way, he'll still have land. Maybe it's an Eitza Tova, but it's not a requirement that we put the money back into the estate. And maybe there's no raya for the case of where Yavam sold the property of the estate. Maybe we would say that B'di'evit, the sale is a sale. So Amar Lei, so Rav Yosef responds to Abaye, Tana, Tani Motzian. The language of the Brisa is Motzian mi Yavam. The language is we mamish take the money out from the hands of the Yavam. Vat Amrit de Tavale Avdule. And you're telling me, oh, this is a good idea? Rashi says, Tana Motzian, Dimash Ma'al Karcho. Fine. So the Gemara then says, Hadru Shalchu Kame Derav Manyume Bere Derav Nachume. So then they send this question, this is the same person, to Rav Manyume Bere Derav Nachume. They sent him with Rav Yosef, who investigated and found this Brisa. So how did Rav Manyume feel about this Brisa? Amar Lahu, Hachi Amar Rav Yosef Bar Manyume Amar Rav Nachman, Zoeinu Mishnah. This Brisa is not a teaching, should not be used as a support. My time, why should we? Why did Rav Nachman feel that this Brisa, something wrong with the Brisa? Ilema Mishum Dahavaluhu Metaltale. If you want to tell me, because you can't compare the cases, because that Brisa is speaking about a loan. Loans are his money, his metaltal, his movables. Umetaltal l'ksuva lo mishabde. And when it comes to ksuva, we know that ksuva is only collected from karka. There's only a lien when it comes to the ksuva on karka, and not on. And not on metaltalin. So the Gemara says, and therefore you can't compare the two cases. Well, why? Maybe we can. Dilma Rabbi Meir here. Maybe the Brisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Dharma metaltalin mishabdei l'ksuva. We had this all the way earlier in the Masechta. Who says that you are able to use metaltalin are mishuba to the ksuva as well, and therefore this is a good raya. So that's Rabbi Meir, and we have Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah as well. He held that, let's say, the estate of the brother who passed away has produce that either has detached produce, if you remember that, or money. So what do we say with that? We should buy land with it, and the Yavam eats the produce. See, Rabbi Meir holds that even metaltalin are going to be pledged to the ksuva, and that's why he has to buy land with that. Now, we may not follow Rabbi Meir, but to say that the Braisa doesn't make any sense, take a look at Rashi. Dilma Rabbi Meir, 5-6 lines before it gets white. B'masnisin diktani gabik safimu peros tulushim yilakachem em karka. Regarding money and detached peros, he said bar karka. So, vafilu lo tafsa. Even if it was not, it was not taken, it was not seized. Alma mishabli l'ksuva. You see that what? That it's all mishuba to the ksuva. Afilu lo kaimalan krabi meir, baha. Granted, we now follow Rabbi Meir, mi ugabe motzian. Regarding this price, where it says motzian, lekamanda polig, imikar koininhu. No one disagrees that if it's from, karka, that it should be taken, even if it's taken from land, ulola mishni, it's still considered a teaching, meaning we can still learn from this Bryce that if there were land, if you have land from the estate and that's pledged to the ksuva, if that was sold by the Yavam, that's not going to be valid. So therefore, we're still trying to figure out why this Bryce is erroneous for some reason. And therefore, Rav Yosef can use it as a raya, and therefore maybe Abai is correct, that if the Yavam sells, it's the evidence of sale. Ve'elim Yishum Damarla, maybe it's because the Yavam has the right to tell the Yavama, Yat lav balas devarim didiat. You are not involved in this issue, meaning I borrowed money. What's the case of the Braisa? I borrow money from my brother. Look at the last Rashi, El Alahachi, in a Mishnah V'Tosaya, Mishishana, me, whoever taught it, Mishun Debatsi Amalah, because he, the brother, should have the right to say to her, La Basta V'Didiat, Mimechlo Levisi, El Amayachi, I didn't borrow money from you, I borrowed money from my brother. So why should it matter? Oh, we need, there has to be money there in the estate, and as the Brisa says, and he has to buy Karen, and he eats the Peros. Why should that be? Why can't he tell the Shomeres Yavam? You're not. You have nothing to do with this. So the Gemara says, "I'll tell you why." Top of Pebe's Amud Aleph, Dilma Rami Nasan, because maybe you could say this is also not a mistake. Because look at Top Rashi, Dilma Baha Nami Lota. This is also not a mistake in the Brisa. Did Rabbi Nasani? Because maybe the author of the Brisa is Rami Nasan. Demotzi and Mizevenosim Lozet. Because Rabbi Nasan is of the opinion we had this earlier on after your testament Aleph that we take away from this and give to the other. Meaning, if Reuven lent money to Shimon and Shimon to Levi, so then so Reuven has the right to go straight to Levi. No, if one person has a claim of a money against his friend and his friend and from the other friend, how do you know can give go to C and C will give to A? How do I know that? Talmud lo Marcos, the pasuk says, "V'darasan la'asher asham lo." You give it to the one who is literally who is guilty. Rashi, la'asham asham. Asham is a reference to the Karen. La'asher haKaren shelo. Loksiv la'asher no shebo. You don't give it to the person who is claiming; rather, you give it to the person who the Karen really belongs to. And that teaches us that you can really go to where the owner of the principal, whoever that is, and this is known as shibuda de Rabbi Nasan. And therefore, that teaches us that you can go to the last party to get the money. A can go to C. So if that's the case, then I understand very well. Once again, Desanya Rabbi Nosson over top line. Minayin leno shebechavi bin money bechavi bechavi minayin shemotziyin mezeven osnim lozat tabla barga lasan lasher hashem lo. So therefore, maybe that's the Rabbi Nosson is the author. So it's not such a it's not crazy to assume that this brisa. You certainly shouldn't assume this is erroneous. Maybe the brisa is simply saying where the yavam can say to the woman laba. You have nothing to do with me. What I mean is she has everything to do. If, in fact, Reuven lent money to Shimon, his brother, and now Shimon owes money to Ksuva, his wife, to the Shomer Yavam, she can go back to that original estate. So maybe that's exactly what's happening over here. It's not erroneous at all. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why the Rabbaye and Rav Nachman, whatever, they all feel that there's something wrong with the Braisa. Ella, because lo ashkechan tana de machmir trei chumre biksuva. Because they don't find one tana that's being machmir on two issues when it comes to uksuva. How so? Ella ik Rabbi Meir, ik Rabbi Nasan. Either you have to paskin like Rabbi Meir or like Rabbi Nasan. Rashi, ella lahachi ena mishnah, vita tana sheshana, and the tana who taught it made a mistake. Lo ashkechan tana de islay trei chumre biksuva. Sharehi midivrei Sofrim. The din of Ksuv is a midrabbanan. So we're going to be machmir on two accounts. Number one, on the fact that we're going to follow Rabbi Nasa, that indeed the woman should be able to get the Ksuba through this from A to C because of Rabbi Nasa and Shibu did Rabbi Nasa. And it's Rabbi Meir that even Metaltlin are pledged to the Ksuva. These are two chumras, but Ksuva is only din rabbanan. Chad and Metaltlin mishtabli law number one that Metaltlin are Meshubad. The Chad and the Gavim Bibal Chovo Shel Mace, the fact that she could collect the Ksuva from the Baal Chov of the Mace, Mid Rabbi Nasa and Elachada Mehana Chumra Yahavi Lilim Mistiba. One of them I could hear. Ik Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nasa. The Kavan de Tana Tarvayu, the fact that both of them are playing a role here, both opinions, Lo Kibla Me Rabo, that came. Therefore, that cannot be a correct tradition. May love Shana, and therefore the town of this Mishnah taught it on his own. Mishnah Sidra Habraisa, Velo Sabchinon Alabimidi, we can't rely on it at all. So therefore, then the Gemara now says, once again, Ela Loashka Chantana de Machme Trechume Biksuva, Ela Ikrabi Meir, Ikrabi Nasan, Amarava Imkain, Hainu de Shamana, Leila Abaye de Amar Zuena Mishnah, Velo Yadanamai. Now I understand why Abaye says, ooh, this Bryce is not really taught, was never taught, is not a correct teaching. I never knew why, and now I understand why.